Good day, friends. It's Friday, the 7th of February, and today it looks to be a cooler day than the last few that we've been experiencing. Seasons come and seasons change around us. We're in the book of Exodus, chapter 1, as part of our series at Como Baptist Church, and we're going to pick up the story from Exodus chapter 15, Exodus chapter 1, verse 15. The children of Israel have lived for 400 or so years. They've increased in number, and the Egyptian overlords, or a pharaoh, has treated them ruthlessly and begun to control their ways of life. It's time for Israel to leave Egypt to go to the promised land. But there's a few more stories in between. Before I start, as our practice, hit pause for 20 seconds or 2 minutes just to be still, to let life stop. The king of Egypt said to the Hebrew midwives, whose name were Zipporah and Purah, "When you are helping the Hebrew women during childbirth on the delivery stool, if you see that the baby is a boy, kill him. If it is a girl, let her live." But the midwives, however, feared God and did not do what the king of Egypt had told them to do. They let the boys live. Then the king of Egypt summoned the midwives and said to them, "Why have you done this? Why have you let the boys live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "Hebrew women are not like Egyptian women. They are vigorous and give birth before the midwives can arrive." So God was kind to the midwives, and the people increased and became even more numerous. And because the midwives feared God, he gave them families of their own. Then Pharaoh gave his order to all his people. "Every Hebrew boy that is born must be thrown into the Nile, but let every girl live." Well, that's an extraordinary little capture that has significant impact on not only Egypt themselves, but on the lives of the Israelites. You can see by this story that God values human life, and especially the little ones who have no voice of their own. God has also continued to keep his promise that to Abraham, that his generation would be numerous. I'm thinking of a phrase that is in the New Testament: "The measure you use will be measured to you." It's a fascinating way to think about life, in a sense that the midwives spared life, and then it seems as though they were able then to have children themselves. And we know that when the plagues did come on Egypt, we find out that later in the story, that it was the firstborn of all of the children of Israel, of Egypt, the first son, that unfortunately lost their life after repeated warnings, and the six or seven other plagues trying to get Pharaoh to release the children of Israel, but at the last resort, against his will, the measure that he used against the Israelite people was a prophetic word that came upon the people of Egypt. Tragic. May we always choose our words wisely. May we always live in honor of human life and realize that God is watching and able to intervene. Let me also read a section of Proverbs from Proverbs chapter 1. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. How long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? Repent at my rebuke. Then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. Yeah, it's good to be wise in the way we approach life. And God calls us to treat each person and to treat each life appropriately. And the measure we use will be measured to us. Fascinating for us to keep that in mind in our day. God bless, friends. I encourage you to hit pause again or sit for silence in 2 minutes to see what wisdom God is speaking into your life. And my hope is that by Monday, I won't send the emails out to everyone, which clogs up your inbox. It will be a link attached to our webpage that you can click on and catch up at any point. God bless, friends. I look forward to seeing you all on Monday. If you get a chance over the weekend, practice the art of Sabbath, which is maybe stop for 2 hours. If you can't do 24 hours, which is a big deal in our busy lives, but stop. Just to sit in a chair, listen to birds, contemplate something of the wonder of God. 2 hours over the weekend. God bless, friends.